In Cheer 49, we're going to continue our discussion regarding the observance of Shemitah today, and this time we'll focus on the kibbutzim of the Poalei Agudah. As we've mentioned, the kibbutzim of the Poalei Agudah's Yisrael fully keep Shemitah as delineated by the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is of the opinion that Shemitah today is rabbinic, and he rejected the Heter Mechira. The reason that the Chazon Ish rejected the Heter Mechira is since he is of the opinion that the land may not be sold, even temporarily, and this doesn't only apply to idol worshippers, but even those who fully believe in God, such as Muslims. However, this does not mean that the Chazon Ish did not look for ways to overcome the difficulties of Shemitah. So, for example, he allows planting grain and vegetables before Rosh Hashanah, he permits vegetables that began to grow in the seventh year but matured in the eighth year, provided that some of this same type of vegetable also grew in the eighth year and are still available. Due to this, the Chazon Ish advised to have vegetable calendars to know when specific vegetables ripen, and these are apparently widely available in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazon Ish also allowed reaping to take place in the usual manner, if done as representatives of Beis Din, and to sell the produce on the market through the Otsar Beis Din. The reason for this is that, biblically, the individual farmer is only allowed to gather a small amount of his crop and only for his family. Since the farmers are now acting for Beis Din, they do not bring the harvest home, but rather to a common storehouse. The fact that you need to renounce your ownership of the land is only in terms of private matters. When it comes to the community, this does not apply. Therefore, these religious kibbutzim sell their surplus via the Otsar Beis Din, and this reduces financial losses. The Torah promises us in Vayikra that if we observe Shemitah, the sixth year will produce enough food for 3 years. Does the Chazon Ish say that we can rely on this today when Shemitah is rabbinic? So Tosfos say that the Chachamim did not put a reminder for Yovel into effect, as the Jewish people would be unable to go 2 years without working the fields. So there's a very obvious question on this. What happened to the promise of the sixth year producing 3 years worth of produce? The Sma says that this was only the case when Shemitah was kept as Torah law and does not apply today when it is kept as rabbinic law. And the Chazon Ish argues on this and says that the bracha that the Torah promises applies even when Shemitah is kept on a rabbinic level. He says that the Beis Din on high acts in accordance with the Beis Din here on earth. No matter, the Chazon Ish states that we do not observe Shemitah based on a promise in the Torah. It's not dependent on the visible blessing stated in the Torah. The Chazon Ish states that the blessing was not promised to the individual, but rather to the entire people of Israel, and it is possible that it is canceled through the transgressions of individual Jews. Shemitah, the Chazon Ish writes, of course, does not apply in cases of pikuach nefesh, and therefore during times of war or other times of upheaval, when there isn't enough food, Shemitah does not apply. The promise that the Torah gives regarding the amount of food that will be around does not free Beis Din from preventing unnecessary difficulties that may come up due to the observance of Shemitah. Only through the proper hishtadlus will we merit this divine blessing that the Torah discusses. And the Chazon Ish proves this from the fact that in the times of Ezra, the Beis Din purposely did not reconsecrate certain areas in Eretz Yisrael in order that Shemitah should not apply there, and therefore the land could be cultivated by the poor. Based on this, Chazon Ish looked to help farmers make use of agricultural science in general, and specifically in terms of Shemitah. Many of these agricultural experiments have led to a general modernization of farming that many are able to take advantage of. Many of the decisions of the Chazon Ish were based on questions from farmers, and here are just a few examples. Planting a winter crop before Rosh Hashanah is a huge agricultural problem and financially very risky, as the seed may sprout early due to common light rain. And this period is often followed by a drought, and then the crops are lost. Some of the solutions to this include planting crops more deeply into the earth, so it takes more rain to make these seeds sprout, and also chemical means of delaying the growth of the seeds until a later time. Pruning, we know, is usur. Pruning is important because it increases the growth of the fruit, and it's important because it helps to avoid disease. Rav Kook permitted pruning with a shinoi, as he was of the opinion that the way that pruning is done today is rabbinic and does not infringe on the Torah prohibition of pruning. However, others argue and say that the way that pruning is done today is actually the manner that is described by the Torah, and therefore, those that follow the Chazon Ish do not prune their vines. One idea that is discussed is the use of a type of tourniquet that cuts off the water supply to parts of the vine, and this takes care of the d'oraisa issue, but this has been rejected as a solution by viniculturalists. Rav Tukhachinsky maintains that pruning was not an issue if it is done to prevent disease, but if it's for improving the crop, it needs to be avoided, and this will not cause such great financial loss. However, again, the viniculturalists dispute this and say that not pruning the vines is very crippling to the crop. Shemitah crops that cannot be grown in the normal manner account for approximately 40% of gross income, at least when this book was written, and communities that follow the Chazon Ish concentrate on biennial crops that are not planted during Shemitah, but rather they are harvested right before Shemitah, and the second crop grows during Shemitah. Aside from the economic survival of the Yishuvim that do not follow the Heter, there's also the practical issue of feeding everyone. The basic need is to produce at a reasonable price and without infringing on the laws of Shemitah such vegetables that cannot be grown by early sowing, as is done with the winter crops. And these include different types of vegetables such as tomatoes, cucumbers, and similar types of vegetables. One method which is completely okay during Shemitah is hydroponics, which was invented in the United States, but it was improved upon in Israel, and the development of this method has helped during Shemitah and during non-Shemitah years, and we know that hydroponics is something which can be used in the desert and is used all over the world very effectively. Even with the heterim listed, the agricultural and economic problems posed by Shemitah are very, very great. No one should think that we're minimizing any of the agricultural or economic issues. Shemitah is a huge financial sacrifice for the farmers, and hopefully with the help of science, more and more of these issues could be solved to assist everyone to keep Shemitah to the fullest extent. So this concludes shiur number 49 on the observance of Shemitah according to those who do not accept the Heter Mechira, and next time we will discuss the future of Shemitah observance in Eretz Yisrael.